It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wild Dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So many toy guns.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I missed that sound clip. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. Am I the only one who's a little bit sore? I'm a little bit sore there in the old back area.
I mean, that was an epic golf tournament yesterday. First of all, what Tony Maz has done with this thing, the Hoosier Caddy Classic, is pretty awesome. I guess they've raised over $200,000 as of yesterday for the Children's Hospital. And Atkinson Golf Course, the golf club, they donate the entire club. Like, I mean, usually anytime you have a tournament, you have to pay a certain amount of money to use the facility. It's usually discounted if it's for a charity, but they just completely give it over to 98.5 Sports.
And this is no dog track either. It's a gorgeous place to play.
It's a great course. But it's a long day. I mean, you get there early and you eat and you do all that, but then the actual, you know, because sometimes tournaments take a little bit longer. I think was 6 hours, like 5.5.
Yeah, that's about right.
5.5
hours.
Well,
they have, 36, they have 35 foursomes. playing at the same time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would get a little bit backlogged, but I mean, yeah, it's a long day, 5.5 hours. So I could see how it would, you know, you could definitely get a little sore after that long of a day.
I can't believe you're not sore because you have not swung clubs in a long time.
No, I didn't. Matter of fact, the last time that I played was last tournament. I just don't play golf.
Right.
I like golf. For some reason, I always say that this is the summer I'm going to play a ton of golf, and I never do. But you guys played well. I mean, Wallach was great. Fred had some great shots. Wallach got... Okay, so Fred started off hot and then kind of petered out. Wallach kind of was okay at the beginning and then just like ended kind of peacocking a little bit, to be quite honest.
I got to be honest with you. Once I stopped caring, my golf game took off.
Right.
That's what it came down to. On the back nine, we were all kind of gassed after the 13th or 14th hole. After you just like, it doesn't matter where this goes, then everything I hit magically started to go straight.
Fred, on the 17th hole, there was the golf equivalent of Manny Ramirez flipping the bat and putting the hands in the air from John Wallach. Like, he was getting cocky. He was getting extremely cocky.
I had hit so many bad shots. I finally hit a drive 260 straight down the fairway. And I had freely admitted, I posed afterwards, if I hit all these bad shots and enough people were there to watch me, I'm posing my ass off. That's what happened.
I see. I never did that. Every time the guys were behind us, I hit the ball far.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see me peacocking.
Nope.
No siree, Bob.
All that time, you play a lot more golf than the rest of us, and it showed. You had some really good shots yesterday.
Yeah, this was definitely, you could tell the difference between last year and this year. Like, you could tell you've played a lot.
Yeah, I'm supposed to play with Matty Siegel on Friday, but it looks very complicated.
Oh, and, like the rules? Yeah, you showed me the text.
It looks like a lot of pressure. So I'm not positive this is something I should do.
He's a gambler, like per hole.
Oh, there's a little something on the line here.
It's not a lot of money, but I mean, it's not, the money wouldn't be a factor, but there's words I don't understand in it and all kinds of shenanigans. I'm not working Friday. I really got nothing else to do, but I don't know.
You both are off on Friday,
yeah,
right?
I'm not going anywhere, but. Yeah, it's a. I don't know about that. I gotta consider if that's the way I want to spend my day, because that's. It seems like a lot of pressure.
Do we all agree 18 holes is too much?
Yeah, 18 holes is.
If you stop it after 13, it would be perfect.
Yeah, yes. 13 would be the perfect amount. Nine is nine. I would feel great too. But like 13 is like, all right, don't need to do any more. I'm good.
No. Yeah, you played
two and a half hours.
You played for like 2.5-3 hours at that point. I know people play 36 holes, and they'll go somewhere and they'll play 36 holes a day for 3 days. And I don't understand that.
Man.
I don't understand how, and even if you're gambling, I don't understand how that still stays fun. I mean, it gets boring. And it's just like a lot of being out there.
And I don't even really do it much, like as far as the mental concentration that it takes to play like a good game that you care about. I would think at some point 36 holes is like enough. Like even just like having to concentrate on like your score and truly like making every putt. Like at some point, even when I'm just jacking around like the 13th hole, I'm like, all right, I'm not even trying anymore. You saw it yesterday. I would hit stuff off the tee. And I'm like, I'm not even gonna get that ball anymore.
Well, I mean, if you're sitting for 20 minutes between shots, it's very, very difficult to get in any kind of rhythm. If you're playing, you can play 18 holes if you're playing ready golf and everyone's on the same page and you're not like waiting around on the greens and people are just getting out of there. Then you're getting a very light amount of exercise as well.
Yeah.
Because you have to leave the cart and walk 100 yards, you know, like there's a very light amount of exercise. But yeah, it was a good time, albeit a long one.
Good time. And the little bonus at the end was that I was at right around hole number 13. I started Googling where's the nearest Taco Bell. And I realized that I had seen one. I thought I'd seen one on the way into town. And
it could have been Mirage.
It was real. I got one on the way. I did the drive through on
Fred,
the way home.
We should have, and we didn't. I completely forgot.
Nah, that would have been a lot after.
you couldn't have handled the Taco Bell?
I think that I wouldn't have felt great this morning. So, so in Taco Bell, isn't like usual, but the salt and having been just out there all day. But so what was the order?
My order was fairly simple. I don't, there's a lot of new stuff like the Doritos Locos Tacos and the Crunchwrap Supreme stuff. I stay away from that. I'm like all about the classics. I got three chicken soft taco supremes, a seven-layer burrito, and a chicken burrito with no beans.
That would have been a lot for the two of us.
Now, did you eat it in the car?
Oh, yeah. That didn't even make it to $4.95.
Yeah.
I mean, that was within like 5 minutes, now, probably a minute per item.
Now, do you put the hot sauce on it?
No. The burrito's got a little bit of the sauce on it itself, but other than that, no.
It's very frustrating at Taco Bell because for some reason, if I'm working the drive-thru at Taco Bell, the least of my concerns is giving away packets of the hot sauce.
Yeah.
But they never give you enough. Like, it just because I always go, give me a lot.
Do you eat it in the car and try to put sauce on it? Because I used to try to master that with like the one tooth snag, and then you hold it and you just kind of you spit out the top of the packet, and then you like douse it in there and you put it back in the bag.
I've never had a Taco Bell close enough to me where that was an issue. Like far enough away where that was an issue. Like I think I've always taken it home.
Oh, you see, I can't resist it. It is impossible for me unless I'm bringing it home for my family. But if it's food for me, if it's in the car, I'm eating it. Like it's not making it home.
But if you do the 1-2 snag, and it takes a specific skill set to do that because I've tried that and I get it all over myself and all over the car.
It's not worth it. I like the hot sauce on it. It's not worth it.
See, the hot sauce to me is everything.
I know.
Hot sauce
delicious.
To me is everything.
It's like the Arby's sauce. When you're at Arby's, the Arby's sauce is everything.
Oh, you use Arby's or you go the horseradish?
No horseradish.
See, I go horseradish.
Well, I can't do the horsey sauce.
It's too much. Too much flavor, town.
Way too much flavor.
It's too much bite for you. I understand. But yeah, how far out of the way did you have to go for the Taco?
5 miles, not long. I mean, it was like an extra 10 minutes to my drive. I had no problem at all making that beeline. I was A-okay with that.
Do you still have the Taco Bell app?
You know what? I think I downloaded a while back and I have not deleted it yet. Because by the way, that Taco Bell, which is in Downtown Crossing, it's kind of near where I live. So it's never going to open. It's been for like a year and a half, and it said now hiring. Well, somebody, a listener of ours, I guess somehow snuck his phone into one of the cracks that's covering up the window, and I guess they have a board up. Like the board is up, the order, the menu board.
Well, you don't know how long that board's been up. It might have been up for a while.
The guy sent it to me a month ago, and it still is not open. Don't you think once you have the menu board up, you're pretty much ready to roll?
You can't fight City Hall. You know there's a lot of back room bargaining going on. There's a lot of red tape.
Right, Big Five guys is trying to keep them from opening.
Yeah, there's a new... You know, there's a new mayor in town. The Pepsi company and Coke company are just fighting it out over that piece of real estate. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Red Sox. So much yesterday. Yeah, weird one yesterday with the Red Sox. You thought it was going to be a laugher, and then it wasn't, and then it was a laugher again, and then it wasn't. So we'll get to all of that, as well as some of the strange things that have been going on with Chris Sale. We do need to discuss that because we didn't get to mention that yesterday.
Yes, I don't quite know what management was thinking there. We will be right back.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Well, we now interrupt this weird-ass Red Sox season for this.
A high fly ball left center field. That's way, way up. It's carrying way, way deep. It is gone. Chavis with a grand slam. That's the first of his career.
Go on out, round them all, touch them all.
I was waiting for it. If there's any time to get a salami call from you, Fred, that's the one.
It's actually a salami.
Mm-hmm, a real salami, bona fide. That is Nesson, and that is the sound of future Hall of Famer Michael Chavis hitting his first grand slam in the first inning of last night's win over the Blue Jays, 10-8.
The future of what everyone's going to want in baseball is a guy who hits about 220 and has a lot of power.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And not the best thing for the game.
No, but that's it.
You know, calling me someone who likes to see the ball in play.
No.
But nonetheless, this is the future.
Well, it was 10-8, and as you can tell by the score, it wasn't the laugher that it should have been after that inning because, of course, nothing is easy with these Red Sox. Next thing you know, after that five-run first, Porcello's given up 4 runs of his own. Then the Red Sox score 5 in the third. But just when you thought the game was once again over.
And a 2-2 from Barnes. Ground ball toward the middle, and that's through for a base hit. McKinney is... is in. Here comes Sogard in to score. And don't look now, but Toronto is within 2, 10-8.
You know, after watching Sunday night, I was just watching that game yesterday going, well, they're going to lose. Like, it's just, now you watch this team, whereas last year they just found a way to win. This year they just continue to try to find a way to lose. And Barnes gave up that two-run single on a grounder right up to, narrowed the lead 10-8 at that point. And then that was that. Red Sox win a weird one. But right now, who cares how they win? As long as they do, they need every single one they can get. Here is Alex Cora afterwards, who obviously is not doing backflips.
I know they're trying to do the best. I know they're trying to execute, but we have to do it. If we're going to pull this off, we have to be better, you know, all around. You know, we won, but we, you know, we made some mistakes throughout, you know, and we got to keep improving. We got to keep improving, you know, and that's something that we'll keep tackling, you know, every day and until we get it.
So, meanwhile, the Red Sox are waiting for their new closer, Nathan Eovaldi. He hasn't pitched since April 17th after having surgery to remove loose bodies.
This is what it's come down to. You have a guy who's had two Tommy John surgeries that hasn't pitched against April, and they're going to make him their closer. This is where we are with a $220 million payroll.
Did you see Shaughnessy? He was, like, pissed off for some reason at the whole Eovaldi thing, but it was like, who do they think we are, a bunch of idiots? And I'm trying, hang on, let me see if I can find it. He was talking about how, like, it was 3 weeks ago. Sox think we are stupid. July 2nd, they announce Eovaldi as the closer. 2 weeks later, we have not seen Eovaldi and are told he would begin a rehab assignment Wednesday or Thursday. Wow, who announces that help is coming 3 weeks from now? What a joke. I mean, I don't think it's anything you really get, like, angry about. You kind of knew what you were getting into. They didn't have anybody, so they said, well, when he comes back.
I think
back,
he's talking about how they were trying to appease the fan base because they weren't going to do anything at the deadline.
But I don't think anybody was appeased by that. I think nobody heard that news. Was like, whoa,
it sounded
finally
like they had a plan, I guess, is what he's trying to say. But they signed a guy to a deal that has had two Tommy John surgeries, and they signed a guy to a huge deal who's shown that he can't make it through a season and has a throwing motion that even an idiot like me can see is not something that can be sustained.
Well, let's get to that, because one situation that just continues to get weird is what's happening with Chris Sale. And on Sunday, he claimed a record that he probably doesn't want, the all-time Fenway record for consecutive winless starts at 13. The last time he won at Fenway, July 11th of last year, when he pitched 7 shutout innings. They beat the Rangers that day. Against the Dodgers on Sunday, he struggled once again and only lasted 4 2/3 innings. 5 earned runs while picking up his 9th loss of the season. The one thing I'll say about Chris Sale is I actually feel bad for the dude, because he's saying all the right things, and you know it's like killing him to go out there and to continue to lose. Here he is after Sunday's game.
I'm going out there to fit in and get my ass kicked. What do you think? It's not fun. I'm still working, still grinding. I'm not going to give up, but you know, it's tough. You know, going out there every day being a liability for your team.
Yeah, so he continues.
He's striking guys out. He's in the top 5 in Major League Baseball in strikeouts, but he's not. I don't understand what's going on. He has a velocity now, and I guess you could say maybe his mechanics are messed up because he had the toe injury earlier this season. But this shouldn't be happening to him. It's just weird. The whole thing is weird. I mean, I look at this team and they are what they are. They beat the stuffing out of bad teams, and they can't beat good teams. And that does not bode well for the playoffs, regardless of who helps, what starters help you in your bullpen during the postseason. This team has not shown itself to be capable of stringing together wins against good teams. And they play the Yankees in Tampa Bay coming up next week. Does anyone think they'll do better than 500 next week against those two teams?
No. Did you think they were going to re-sign Chris Sale the whole time?
No.
Neither did I.
No. I thought, well, put it this way, I thought if they did re-sign Sale and the two sides agreed to it, it wouldn't be for 5 years and $1 billion.
Right.
I thought it would be for less, but
I mean, he's not going to be, I mean, he's going to work through the contract, but I mean, he's not going to be effective.
At the end of it, certainly not.
Well, and I think he'll have, you know, spits and starts, whatever the hell the name, how you say it, fits and starts, but I don't think that there's ever going to be a time where he's consistently dominant again.
I keep holding out hope that it's mechanics rather than...
But his mechanics are terrible.
No, I understand, but mechanics for him are a little messed up. I mean, the motion looks the same. Maybe the arm slot's a little different. Maybe the grip is different. I have no idea.
When you throw the ball that hard, and you throw normally, that's you're going to get injured. I mean, it's just the way it goes. And then if you cross your body like that, I mean, there's no way you can maintain that.
And he's not the thing is, as bad as Sale has been, or as mediocre as Sale has been, he's not the only problem. I mean, David Price, for as good as he's been all year, I mean, you still see the Red Sox babying him. And when they're not, his pitch count is 113 through five innings. I mean, and the bullpen, which was gassed at the All-Star break, is still having to come in and throw three or four innings a game. I mean, the starters are giving up a full run more a game than they did last year, and they're not going as deep into ball games. And getting Andrew Cashner is nice because the fifth starting spot has been horrendous. And maybe you make Nathan Eovaldi your closer, but you still got to run guys like Matt Barnes out there. And suppose Eovaldi is lights out. Does that solve all your problems?
Well, listen, all I know is that
I still have, Workman, Mr. Baker on my back.
Yeah, Workman has been really, really good as a closer, and he's one of the toughest hit pitchers to hit in baseball, but he walks a ton of guys. And that's not a guy you want to pitch the ninth inning for you in a big game.
I don't know. Maybe we're going to get a little magic tonight because my man Cashner rocks the wrestler hair or just looks like a feral hillbilly. I like my pitchers kind of wild eyes and wild eyed slightly.
Little Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, slightly wolfish.
That was Wade Miley, and he just became nothing.
Wade Miley got angry. Like, Wade Miley, like, yelled at John Farrell in the dugout. Remember that? See, I don't mind that. If you're going to suck, at least, like, cause a scene.
He came in here all slack jawed and ready to go.
I'm all right with that. Well, here's Captain Kickass on his start tonight.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the race. It's something I've never been in, really. But I don't think it's going to inspire me as much. It might give me more of a boost of velo, but as far as aspiring, I mean, you know, you have to prove yourself every year in this game. So for me, it's, every year I'm trying to prove myself that, you know, I still belong here.
He's got a little, if you put Donnie Most, who was on Happy Days, and Ralph Mouth, and then you had Santa Claus hump him. That's kind of what you'd get with Andrew Cashner.
Santa Claus hump Ralph Mouth?
Right, because he's got like he's got the rosy cheeks that kind of go out a little bit. I wonder what he would look like with a beard, without a beard.
I mean, he would look hysterical. He would look like when you saw, what's his name?
Matt Patricia
without the beard, just like Babyface Magoo.
Because he's got rosy little red cheeks. He's having the time of his life.
Just see him calling him in from the field. Hey, get in here. Sorry, man. I'm just going to take care of business. Get dinner for tonight.
See, I would just have, I saw Mom kissing Santa Claus while he came out.
That would be a theme?
Or he'd just come out, I still got it, like after every pitch.
Well, with the arms out.
Yeah, I still got it.
That's right. So Eovaldi, he threw a little bit of live batting practice at Fenway yesterday, spoke to the press afterwards about his progress.
You know, whatever I got to do to help the team, I'm not going to be that guy who wants to come back and say, like, I can only start. I know where we are at the season, and, you know, if I'm going to come back as a starter, it'd be another month, and I want to be able to come back and contribute now and, you know, do what I can to help. Starting's not off the board or anything yet, but, you know, if I can help out in the pen, I want to do something.
Help the team. Save the team. Yeah. That's what we're depending on you for. Come on, Eovaldi.
Yep. Get that, everything together.
Get us some of that 2018 magic. What can you do?
Yeah.
So out of all the contracts they signed,
he's been out 3 months.
I know.
Nathan Eovaldi's been out 3 months, which if you take a look back at his career and spend 3 seconds looking at his stats from all of his previous stops in the majors, should not surprise you.
No, he's got electric stuff. He just can't stay healthy.
Nope.
And that's the way it is for guys that throw that hard. It's just very, very difficult to stay healthy. It's not the way that the human body is supposed to be used. It's not an unnatural motion, John, but the constant repetition when you were putting that much torque on your arm is not realistic unless you're like a Nolan Ryan or a Roger Clemens, because if you have a big thing of like a corn seed or whatever it was that you can just stick your hand into and you're...
Nolan Ryan used to do it in pickle juice. That's how he healed his blisters.
Okay, because Clemens used the big like...
whatever yeah. it was, whatever farm implement he could get. And he just would ram yeah. his arm into it.
Farm implement.
Yeah, it was just some kind of anything that you could. Whatever's yeah. a powder on a farm.
Yeah, no.
He would sit there and he would.
Strengthen his hand that way.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. No, Nolan Ryan used to develop blisters, and to cure the blisters, he'd dip his hand in pickle brine. That's how legend has it.
All right. Well, the legend of Nolan Ryan. All right, Rich. So much in the world of sports.
Yep. The Madden ratings came out, and players are pissed.
I think players get pissed about Madden ratings more than they do it about contracts.
I'm not kidding you either.
No, no.
I mean, this is serious. Something that they like. You think that some of them are joking around?
They're
a
not.
Lot of these dudes are serious.
Oh no, they're dead serious because they probably play a ton of Madden because they're on it, as I would.
Yeah, well, there are several players who have yesterday, without joking, said they are boycotting Madden because of their ratings. We will get to some audio.
When they come out with the exciting game Talk Morning Radio, I better have at least a decent score.
I see.
That's right. Like, you just the takes, you got to control how hot they are.
Right. We have like a 96 on hot takes.
Yeah,
and so, like, speaking skills like a 40,
and then you improve the difficulty with different co-hosts.
Well, they'll throw like a thing at you, and you got to press the buttons real fast to have it be a hot take.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Oh, it's the day that every NFL player either dreads or enjoys. It depends on how the numbers fall, but the Madden 20 quarterback rankings, as well as the rest of the league, were released yesterday. And in the quarterback race, there is, of course, one player that I think we all would probably know is
Mahomes.
Going to be Mahomes. That's right. 97 with that, but right behind him, Tom Brady coming in with a 96.
Ooh.
After that, it gets kind of interesting. In third place, any guesses who you think would be right
Aaron
underneath
Rodgers.
Brady? No, Rodgers kind of fell a little bit. Rodgers is down at a 90, which makes him in sixth place.
Wow.
As far as the quarterbacks are concerned, just after his down year.
Mm. I like his commercials.
As a matter of fact,
a lot of personality.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Well, he's the wacky. I mean, it's like the guy's got comedic chops for days.
I like doing the belt. It's a heavyweight championship belt.
No, Philip Rivers coming in third.
Really?
I guess after the great year that he had last year. Last year was unbelievable.
Where's Drew Brees in all of this?
Drew Brees is kind of far down the list. Hang on. You know what's weird is I don't even see. Okay, so you got Mahomes at 97, Brady with a 96.
The anti-mole people.
Rivers with a 94, and then it goes Andrew Luck.
Sam Darnold.
With 92, not Sam Darnold. Russell Wilson with 91, Rodgers with 90, Matt Ryan with 89.
Sam Darnold. No. Brees is better than Ryan. They messed that up.
Sam Darnold.
Well, okay, somebody's looking this up because I'm looking at this list right now.
All
I
right.
didn't see Drew Brees. Drew Brees isn't on the list that I have in front of me. So if someone could look that up, please.
They just have his mole.
The mole's the only thing that's got. Mole's got a higher rating than his actual whole body
yeah.
does. Big Ben, 85. That's a little high. Cam Newton coming in at 84.
Sam Darnold.
Then it goes Goff, and as you will be very happy to know, Fred, Baker Mayfield only with an 83 on this list.
Ahead of Sam Darnold? Well, something's going on. Something's afoot.
Brees is a 92.
Oh, he is. Okay, so he's there with Andrew Luck. So
yes.
he is tied for like fourth, fifth.
Yep.
Okay, so he is right there. Okay, I did not see him on this list. And matter of fact, I don't see Darnold on this list. So could you take a look?
All right, I will take a look.
All right, see
probably,
where he is.
It's probably a mistake.
An oversight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
anti-Johnson & Johnson.
Bottom on the starters list that I can see, although I do not see Eli Manning on this list, Mitch Trubisky coming in with a 75.
He's going to be really good.
Jimmy G,
oh.
78. What does Sam Darnold got?
74.
Oh, so he's not. So he's below Trubisky?
Sam Darnold is a 74 on this game.
It just motivates him.
Oh, man.
It's just going to make him angry, Fred.
Well, you know what? He's got his own West Coast passing camp. Oh, he's had the jet receivers out there. Don't worry about him.
Quincy and Nunua checking in at 79. They don't think very highly of this jet offense.
Anua is a 79. That's actually surprising.
Yeah. It's not. Well,
he wasn't that good last year.
Well, there's a lot of players who have spoken out and said that they are pissed at their rating, including Keenan Allen from the Chargers. He had this to say yesterday in a video blog.
And I just want to start this video off by saying I will not be playing Madden 20, period. All right, number one, my overall is an 89, for sure. My short route running is a 91. My medium route running is an 88. What? Like, my deep route running is a 75. Like, bro, who's making this dog? What? Who did this? Speed's at 87. Like, bro, ain't nobody just running with me step for step like that, bro. Like, come on, dog. It's not that sweet out there, man. Like, what is you thinking? My strength is 69, like I'm a little boy. I'm not understanding. It's something I'm not understanding. I'm an 89 on the game, Pro Bowl, back, 1,000. I don't understand. What's up?
And the best thing about all that is he's driving and not reading those numbers. Like, he's memorized numbers because it's burned into his soul. Once he saw that, just like, okay, well, this is obviously something I don't think I can live with.
This is number 69.
That is Yager's favorite
number. Oh, really? Such a giver.
Ranking of the Patriots players, you've got, of course, Tom Brady in first with a 96.
And then Edelman is 150.
He's an 89.
That's a personality ranking, the 150.
Yeah, the 150 is off the charts. Yeah.
Edelman is tied for third with Devin McCourty on the team with an 89. Who is in second? Skilled player.
Gilmore
with a 94.
By the way, I just want to add here that Ryan Allen, the punter, is ranked, is given a rating of a 75, and Sam Darnold is a 74.
It's not a perfect science. It's just a couple dweebs.
Can you check out
sitting out there trying to, you know, oh boy, look at me.
tell me Darnold is ranked higher than Eli Manning.
Oh God. All right, hang on a second.
It
sounds to me like Darnold's about as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as I said, Trubisky was the lowest that I had, and it was 75, but also Eli's not on my list. See what they got for Manning. Yeah, also, the
short-sighted, and you know what? You're going to invest in that game, and then it's going to be halfway through the season, and Sam Darnold's going to be top five in all relevant statistical groups.
Jimmy Garoppolo coming off a torn ACL is a 78. Hang on a second.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the Patriots list, and after Devin McCourty, who is tied for third with Julian Edelman, it goes Shaq Mason, James White with an 86, Michael Bennett with an 85.
Eli Manning's a 72.
Okay, so he's got to be the worst starter. He has to be the worst starter.
Let's see, Jacoby Brissett, 71. Oh. Josh Rosen, 70. Blake Bortles, 69. Yeah, it doesn't, and then we fade off into backup land. So
they're showing the dude perfect guys on TV, and they're doing something nice. This is the part of ESPN you don't like.
Oh, when
they
Jesus, do this. It's the My Wish. Here we go.
Yeah, and so, obviously, it's very sad if you do something for My Wish. It's great. The dude perfect guys are the worst.
So
why are they the worst?
They're the ones who, like...
My kids watch that stuff religiously.
For people
and that's
perfect,
why.
Those are the guys who do, like, stunts, right? And they videotape it?
Okay. Sports stunts,
They do, like, and then they all go... I knew something was going on, like, it was, like... There was an underlying, like, Christian thing with them because, like, they do, like, all these things where they throw the basketball in the air and it goes in the hoop, and then they all go, and they, like, all collide into each other. They drive me insane.
Shows togetherness, Fred. They're one cohesive unit. They're a team. Patting each other on the back when they do good things.
See, I don't even know. I've just seen the commercial that they do for, like, the cell phone.
Oh, Dude Perfect is huge. Huge.
Like on YouTube?
Is that... No, they have their own TV show.
It started on YouTube, and they're like, check it out. We're like jamming in the pool.
Because I've seen some of that stuff, but then again, I've seen a million trick shot things. I don't know which one's Dude Perfect, which just got...
Like, they all look like felons.
They're actually based out of Dallas.
Yeah, they're probably like some mega church. They look like...
What now? Have they said that?
Yes. I did some research, and I think they all met at some Christian university.
Oh, all right. I did not know
You know
that.
How, like, they'll do, like, a Christian, like, metal band, and it will be off?
Like Striper?
No, Striper was... That was kind of just... not just for the stage. Backstage.
The hell with the devil,
yeah,
you know?
And then it was the hell with women's clothes at the back. But, it's like Dude Perfect is to Jackass what, like, Christian music is to regular music.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Apparently, they were as wild as anyone.
Okay, so are the Dude Perfect guys just unbelievable athletes? Because, I mean, the shots that they make are like Globetrotters-esque.
Not unbelievable athletes, but they're all athletes, just not.
Or are they like MIT grads who just figure out angles?
These guys are off. Like, I saw an episode where they had Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn in, and they played, like, a weird version of hockey with them. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, they do, like, trick golf shots and then run around and hump each other, and then they... Then they, like, you know.
See, how great would it be if that's, like, all of their things ended with them just pulling off all their clothes?
That's what they actually do. They all hump each other at the end of every episode.
I have a feeling.
It's a free-for-all. Everyone in the pool.
I have a feeling their parents would be very, very, very upset about it if that was the case.
But it was almost like a Borat type thing when they had the wrestling matches. It all ends with just them naked and all over each other.
So there's the main guy. He's got like a beard. And then there's these two
dudes.
That's
Tyler, yes. The main guy with the beard is Tyler. Yep.
And then they're like two dudes from like central casting for something that won't get me in trouble. Like, see the guy in the left? He's like, ah!
Yeah, he's got his twin brother.
Yeah, his twin brother. So, but listen, give it to them. They've made a life out of pointing at the camera.
They like pointing. Yeah.
Yes, everybody points at the camera.
Yeah, they're very demonstrative. Yeah. So yeah,
right now they're shooting basketball off a balcony, trying to hit a moving basket, which has been mounted on a golf cart to some guy's driving.
Yeah. And listen, they're doing something for charity, so lay off. They make plenty of money. Don't you worry,
Fred.
It's not a charitable organization. It's something that is a business to make money. All right. What do we got coming up there?
Believe it or not, the NBA 2K20 ratings came out as well.
We are in a hot time.
Just want to say Ryan Fitzpatrick, 75. Sam Darnold, 74.
All right. I mean, it's what do you want? Some eggheads in there trying to talk like they know what's going on in the ball field?
Josh Allen, 74. Sam Darnold, 74.
By the way, the only reason I want to mention the ratings is because of NBA 20K or whatever it's called, is that Terry Rozier's agent came out and made some comments.
That sounds right.
So I just kind of want to juxtapose
some information here. I like that, yeah.
As if that wasn't the dumbest signing you could possibly make, the amount of money they gave Terry Rozier.
All right. We will return in just a moment.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. What's going on, Rich, with these ratings?
Well, I was mentioning about how the Madden ratings have got everyone all up in a tizzy. Well, the NBA 2K20 ratings came out as well, and the top 20 players in the NBA at the very top of the list, LeBron James, he is tied for number one with Kawhi Leonard with 97. It is kind of strange that Giannis Antetokounmpo is behind LeBron James. I think we all think that Antetokounmpo is a better player now, correct? Do we all believe that? Okay, he is at a 96. And then it goes Durant and Harden at 96 as well, Steph Curry at 95, Anthony Davis at 94, Paul George 93, Damian Lillard 92. And who is the highest ranked Boston Celtic on this list? Should be an easy one.
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker, who has an 88. He is in the top 20. He's right there, right around 16 or 17. Kyrie Irving, 3 points ahead of him at a 91. Now, one person who is not anywhere near the top 20 would be Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier is somebody who has a 75 rating on the brand new NBA 2K20.
A guy who was pissed off he wasn't playing.
Which, by the way, guess who's only 1 point less than him? Brad Wanamaker.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm a wanaholic. I got no problem with having Brad Wanamaker on this team. Well, Terry Rozier just got ridiculous amount of money. He's going to earn nearly $20 million next season. And Rozier's agent is just the greatest. So he's been coming out and talking to all these people. His name is Aaron Turner. And, I mean, obviously, what else is he going to say? But maybe you just need to taper some of the comparisons that you make. And he said, well, listen, a lot of people are complaining about the money. He goes, luckily, people respected what he did enough last year when he was a starter to put some faith in him. People say, oh, Terry only shot his percentage. The Hornets are bringing him in to start. Look at his numbers as a starter. He's right there with the elite, the Mike Conleys, the Kyle Lowrys. He's not far behind Kyrie. He's elite as a starter, and that's what they're bringing him in to do. So, of course, he's just as good as Mike Conley and Kyle Lowry, even though he absolutely stunk it up in the playoffs. He goes, I think he's going to be Terry from the playoffs and more. I think in a year from now, people are going to be like, I can't believe the Hornets got Terry Rozier for the deal they got him for. Right now, people are saying, like, wow, they paid that much for Terry. But I think in a year, the narrative is going to be completely and totally different.
Okay. So if you're the agent, you got the money. Shut up.
Right. At this point, just like, stop building him up.
He doesn't need it. He's gotten his deal. He's gotten his money. He doesn't need you doing this right now. What do you think? That all of a sudden, people that need products, they need spokespeople, are going to start going, well, his agent says he's going to be the bee's knees. Maybe we buy early on this guy.
Freddie T, the second highest ranked Boston Celtic is?
Oh, boy.
Well, that's an obvious lead-in.
I know what it is, but I'm going to guess he's a 78 Tatum.
It's Jason Tatum, but his number is fairly unimpressive for being the second best player on the team. He's an 84.
Okay.
84.
Yeah, but for some reason, if you played 2 years ago, you played.
He was
2K.
Unstoppable. Yeah.
You shoot from half court, it's going in.
Well, they do that with some of these rookies. Like, they put, like, I think, like, some of the top five guys that they get, they make them unrealistically good. I don't know why. I guess just because they think that, you know, maybe if you're in the top five, you're going to all of a sudden be able to have this breakout year. But Jason Tatum, he's an 84. Ennis Kanter, he's an 81. And Gordon Hayward, they put there right there at 80. Looking at the bottom of the list. It looks like you've got Robert Williams at a 74, Marcus Smart at a 79, Jaylen Brown in the 70s as well. They got him at a 79.
Were the Celtics at their practice facility yesterday here?
I don't believe so.
Because my son is going to Celtics camp, and he swears that he saw Hayward and Taco working out.
I wouldn't doubt for
a second. That's possible. Taco's back from Vegas.
The Summer League, they got knocked out. It's funny. As soon as the tournament started, they got knocked out. They were great, undefeated throughout the entire thing, and then they got beat by, the Grizzlies?
Memphis.
Winning the whole thing. Yeah. So, they're back. And from what we're hearing is that Gordon Hayward almost doesn't leave that gym. From all the reports, he's there constantly.
Jordan would take the entire offseason and he would just use it to rest, and he played 82 games 8 times.
But his situation's different than Gordon Hayward, obviously.
Well, I would rest my bones. I mean, I would spend that time. I wouldn't pick up a basketball for 2 months.
See, if I'm Hayward, I need reps. Like, he's the only guy on that team I can really even say that about. I mean, of all the players, you got to get confidence, you got to get reps.
With that injury, I would suggest you take a little time off. Basketball, the most grueling game for your joints and bones out there, because of the constant repetitions. And I would be more comfortable if he took a month or two and just sat out, worked out, but didn't subject himself to playing basketball.
I have not seen. It looks like, I don't know if it's not been released, but next to Taco Fall, it's got like question marks for some of these rookies.
Yeah, who knows if he's going to make the team?
But when do they? Yeah, but Carson Edwards is going to make the team. I mean, he just got signed, but they don't have. When do the rookie ones come out? They just get like.
Rookies are out.
Is Carson, take a look. Is Carson Edwards a two-way deal?
They signed They signed him to a 4-year deal.
Okay.
Waters, the point guard, he got the 2-way deal.
Okay.
No, they love Edwards, and they should. And you see Kendrick Perkins tweeting out, and a lot of people are. You know, of course, once again, it's summer league. It doesn't mean anything. But there's a lot of people, even when he was drafted, who are wondering why he wasn't like higher up, why he wasn't a first rounder.
Well, I'll see how Taco Fall takes over things. My son swears he saw him and Hayward.
Well, I mean, Taco, I'm thinking if your son saw a really, really, really tall guy, I'm assuming Taco Fall was there. He's kind of tough to miss.
When you're a kid and you like see these guys up close, everyone looks huge.
Yeah, but there's big, and his son's been on the floor at TD Garden. I think he's aware of what basketball size is. I think if Taco Fall was probably there if Milo saw him.
They told him not to look behind this screen, and he did. He said, do you think I should not look behind the screen? I said, you look behind the screen.
Yeah, sure.
You don't tell the man what to say.
Yeah.
What are you going to see? All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. Now, there were two celebrities out and about. And they played a game show?
Yep. A lot of clowning around. Two members of the New England Patriots
of the New England Patriots, right?
Well, one member of the New England Patriots and one person who will be a member of the New England Patriots in December.
Absolutely. All right. So we will have that. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.